glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, August 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and let's visit once again with my friend, Rachel West Kramer. She's one-fourth of the singing group, a family group, the Kramers. They are from Germantown, right here in Illinois, and they travel extensively around the United States in their big bus with Rachel, her husband, her daughter Maria, their son-in-law Ben, and now two little ones that are also going on the road with them. So continuing the tradition of expressing Jesus in song, the Kramers. Well, Rachel, one thing I've always enjoyed about you is just your willingness to be vulnerable, to be open about what you're going through in whatever season of life.
I love the scripture that says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And I remember one day I wrote that out on my journal and I just thought, what does that mean for me? I mean, I know it means telling the truth and being honest, but going deeper, I mean, I feel like there's a magnet that draws me to people who are transparent, you know, with discretion, but, you know, people who are not trying to, you know, yeah, look like everything is just so perfect in their life. I mean, I don't want to be a bummer either, you know, but yeah. I just think it's really refreshing and it feels safe to me when people are real. And so I hope that I am that way. I strive to be that way. But, you know, I hope that, you know, I stay yielded enough, you know, to the Lord that he will cause me to be, you know, true and transparent.
I'll always go back to this moment. We were on the Spirit of Peoria when you were doing your ministry during those, you know, many years. And we were just sitting down right before the meal was served. It was just you, me, and my husband. And you were just so vulnerable. And you just shared with me you were tired. And it just spoke so much to me. I'm like, wow, you know, she's so real. It was just a moment in your journey when you were tired. I'm so thankful you shared that with me and trusted me with that, because that just sent me into a prayer spiral for you.
Oh, and Donna, thank you.
Yeah, I've always just, you know, thought, okay, Lord, strengthen Rachel. And then we had our wonderful gondolas and then you stood up to minister. And it was from a place of weakness, you know. It was so powerful, because when we're weak, then we're strong. Yeah. We were completely ministered to by it. And it's, I think, because you were working out of that place of saying, Lord, I can't do this unless you do it through me. Have you?
Right.
Do you? Yeah. It's hard to stay in that place, but I think kind of that's where God wants us to be.
It is. And, you know, I don't know. You know, I do read the Word of God every day. I'm not a big reader. I wish I was, but I will read, you know, just a small portion of Scripture and maybe write out, you know, some particular, you know, verses that just really impressed me that day. And this morning I was reading from Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest, and it talked about whether I'm in deep water or in the shallow, you know, I want to be yielded to Christ. I think that's the key, is just staying intimate with Jesus, that it's not an external thing, it's an internal thing. I guess what the world is looking for is people who are genuine and sincere, and it might not be our words necessarily that win them to Christ. It just might be that sincerity of pure heart. I just want the world to see our Jesus.
Absolutely, and if it takes my weakness, then that's okay. I'm open to that. I think they're going to see, you know, Donna's weak and she needs Jesus, that she's not doing this on her own. We yield to him.
Right.
And that's when the blessing really begins. Hey, let's go through your next song that's on your album, Sing Me There. It's God Will Meet You There. Tell us about that song.
Well, you know, I was just listening to that earlier today. Weston put it on in the car, and I thought that was interesting because sometimes Weston, he's our special needs son. He's 24, and usually it's a song with a really good beat that he likes.
Yeah.
But this song, it was written by Rodney Griffin, and he sings with Greater Vision and just a very dear brother in the Lord. But I love the message, because who doesn't need to be reminded that he's with us always? I mean, we know it from scripture, but sometimes when you're in the thick of something and you just look up and you're like, God, you must be up to something very good. I trust you, you know. But this song is just like a balm that encourages us in our soul, you know, that he will meet us there no matter what we're enduring, no matter how long it is. He meets us there. And I can certainly testify to that, that we have been through a season of great, you know, trials that we've had to endure. And with my mom being ill with the COVID virus and going home to Jesus. And then our son Weston went through a unique, it's called PANS, but it's a very challenging disorder. Been through that for about 5 years. And so I feel like I've just ministered through nothing but weakness, but that's been God's, you know, design. So it is well, you know, it is well with my soul, because God truly does meet us there.
He met two men on the way to Emmaus and eased their troubled minds. He found Brother Paul on the road to Damascus and shined one brilliant light.
From the Kramers on Mark and Friends, God will meet you there. Rachel, this next one is such a good one. All day, every day. And your husband sings on this and is really spotlighted. And he's got a great voice.
Donna, would you believe that's Benjamin?
No way. I thought that was Scott.
No, it's Benjamin. Yeah.
Is he a baritone?
You know, I don't know. You know, he just kind of fits in the pockets.
Oh, wow.
That's such an outstanding
was incredible.
Job. Yeah.
Just incredible.
We're really proud of him.
Yeah, that's a great
addition.
When he
first started with us, you know, he just said, you know, I'm just going to play bass. I don't want to sing and play, you know. And Scott said, all right. You know, over a little bit of time, Scott's like, all right, Ben, you're on. You know, yeah. We need you.
Oh, amazing.
He's
voice.
He's been amazing. Yeah.
It was so good. Wow. So tell us about that all day, every day.
Yeah, you know, it's a lighter song. It's a lot of fun. And people just, you know, joy just spreads across the faces when we share it in concert. And it's just a ton of fun. But it's a great message that, you know, there's never going to be a moment when he's not faithful. I don't care how long we've known Jesus Christ, we still need to be reminded. And that's why we need each other, you know.
Well, yeah.
He knows we need to be reminded.
That's what Paul said. Yeah. He says, it's not going to bother me to remind you over and over and over again of Jesus died for you.
I will say it again.
Yeah. And he, yes. You know, we all need to be reminded. And that's never a problem. And I love it when we get great music to be in on that remembrance plan. So let's listen to All Day, Every Day. Here's the Kramers.
He's an all-day, every-day, faithful God, 24-7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not an all-day, every-day, faithful God. He's an all-day, every-day, faithful God, 24-7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not. The setting of the sun, he shows his love and mercy. It's who he is, it's what he does. He's an all day, every day, faithful God, 24/7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not. Don't have an explanation, can't tell you how it works, but the God of my salvation is so much more than I deserve. He's an all day, every day, faithful God, 24/7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not. Faithful God, 24/7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not. He's an all day, every day, faithful God, 24/7 around the clock. Never gonna be a moment when he's not. An all day, every day, faithful God. He's an all day, every day.
All Day, Every Day, music from the Kramers, and that's from their CD, Sing Me There. I was watching a video of your daughter Maria expressing what she kind of went through when she was called upon to be the lead vocalist for this next one. And I guess it took her a little bit to recover. Just when the recording took place, she had to weep a little bit because she was really moved by that song.
And I'm so thankful for those moments when, you know, we're faced again with that fresh reality. You know, the depth that Jesus went to redeem us. Mm-hmm. And I think it just hit her all over again. You know, what the soldiers didn't see was me.
Yeah.
That Christ suffered that horrific death to rescue me. And so, It was really beautiful. And, you know, even when we share it, after we minister the song, sometimes we have to recover. We cry, you know. We're just, Donna, like you, we're just so grateful to be in Christ. And I don't understand why he has given us this gift of his grace, but the powerful message of this song, it's so moving, and you can see it go out with power. And I just hope that people will be able to absorb the true message of the song.
What the Soldiers Didn't See. Music from the Kramers on Mark and Friends.
Just another day in the city, some criminals would die. The Roman soldiers were accustomed to the torture and the cries. There was a prisoner who was different, forgiveness in his eyes. There was a sign above his cross, they couldn't help but wonder why. What the soldiers didn't see was the hope for all the ages. They didn't know they killed the precious lamb. And what they didn't understand was this moment would change humanity. What the soldiers didn't see was me. He was laid, and they were given orders to watch both night and day. They had so many questions, but so much was unknown. Who would want to steal his body? Who could even move the stone? What the soldiers did the hope for all the ages. They didn't know they killed the precious lamb. What they didn't understand was this moment would change humanity. What the soldiers didn't see was me.
We're enjoying visiting with Rachel West Kramer on today's Mark and Friends. And Rachel, what for many years, the Hands of Love ministry also included a women's Bible study. It started in your home small, and then it got really big.
I remember my husband said, you know, the phone's really ringing a lot. You know, how many people are coming to this? And this was still when it was in our living room. I said, 26?
Oh.
He said, no, you cannot have it here anymore. So we ended up in a community room in our small little town of Germantown Hills, but it is still going. I cannot believe it. I think it started in 2004. So it's almost 20 years. And I hop in there whenever I'm home. I can't wait to go. I get to go tomorrow.
Wow.
But it's just a beautiful thing. I woke up one day and the Lord said, start a Bible study. And I did in faith, and it has been such a gift from God, because I have learned so much more of the Word of God than I ever would have. I need help. I need someone to guide me. Because I'm not a big reader, it's such a beautiful thing how God gifts the body of Christ, you know, with yeah. different abilities and interests and talents. And so I have learned so much of the Word of God by being in a women's Bible study. And it's such a treat. And we are so spoiled, all of us here in our country, to have such access to the Word of God. I was, you know, of course, a lot busier on the road in ministry and trying to juggle everything. And finally, my husband just said, you know, you have got to let something go. And that was not the first time he had said it, but I finally agreed with him that he was right. And, you know, that's hard to do sometimes.
It is.
I once heard from Anne Graham Lutz that, you know, in order to keep going, you have to have all four wheels going in the same direction. And at that point, I had two wheels going over here, one over there, and one the other way. And so the Lord Jesus just really, you know, convicted me that I needed to be willing to let go and trust him that he would keep it going. And that really is the mark of a healthy you know, leader or individual in Christ, is that maybe are used of God to get something going, but then even when we're not there, it keeps going, and maybe even more. And so that was our heart's desire, was to see something ongoing. And so it still is going very strong. And I guess my encouragement to our listeners is just, you know, whatever God is moving your heart to do, maybe he has been nudging you and you've got your heels in the dirt, like, no, I don't want to let go of that. Maybe it's time to let go of something and move on to the next thing. You know, we definitely want to remain surrendered to him. We don't want to keep those heels in the dirt and have him have to be extra patient with us. We want to move with him. We want to go with God.
We've been enjoying the ministry of Rachel West Kramer here on Mark and Friends. And if you'd like to find out more about their ministry, you can contact them at thekramersmusic.com. That's thekramersmusic.com. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends, a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Have a great day.